keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Sophie and Hannah with your 8am Z Lines. A Queensland Greens plan proposes capping prices on essential grocery items ahead of the upcoming October election. The plan allows for at least one item in each of the 30 categories to have their prices capped based on wages. Research by the service Finder says 3.7 million Australian households believe groceries are one of their biggest financial stresses and are paying 12% more than they were in 2022. Queensland Greens MP Amy McMahon says the government should intervene when it comes to reducing the cost of groceries in Queensland.
10 two-carriage mega buses are set to join Brisbane's public transport network as early as October this year. The buses will form part of the new Brisbane Metro fleet that will operate on routes along the Southeast Busway, including routes between 8 Mile Plains and Roma Street, as well as between the Royal Brisbane Women's Hospital and UQ. Brisbane Mayor Adrian Schrinner announced this week that a $1.4 billion funding agreement between the Brisbane City Council and the Queensland Government will finance the metro project and allow for a potential early rollout of services. Queensland Premier Stephen Miles says the new fleet will help better connect Brisbane's public transport network.
In national news, climate activists plan to continue their campaign, which blocks one of the world's biggest coal ports in Newcastle, raising rail unions' concern for injury or death. Blockade Australia has continued their efforts since June 2024, and there has been since 30 activists arrested since. Rail, Tram and Bus Union New South Wales Secretary Toby Warnes describes these actions as negligent and dangerous, and has written a letter to Blockade Australia acknowledging the cause and urging it to end due to concerns of danger. Blockade Australia's Brad Homewood says the unions recognise that we're in a climate and ecological crisis and want to see the government take the appropriate action.
Conservation groups are expressing their concerns following the devastation bird flu has caused globally in recent years, as there are fears it could reach Australia via migratory birds. The deadly strain is said to impact poultry, sea mammals and domestic animals. Federal Agricultural Minister Murray Watt says a $7 million boost to funding will go towards looking at the potential of an influenza vaccine to combat the deadly strain, which is different to those that have impacted Australia's poultry farms in a handful of standalone outbreaks this year. Invasive Species Council campaigner Jack Goff says that this is the biggest immediate threat to wildlife we have, comparing the virus to black summer bushfires in terms of impact. The Australian government says they are working hard to prepare and create response plans.
In international news, a landslide in Indonesia's Sulawesi Island gold mining sector is believed to have left 30 people trapped, and constant rain in the area delays the search for them. National Search and Rescue Agency said 92 people were able to escape. However, for those who remain missing, more than 1,000 personnel have been deployed in the search. Environmental activists have continued to fight to shut down these dangerous operations, saying the government allowing illegal gold mining activities is what led to the deadly disaster.
And for your weather today, it will be a mostly sunny day in Brisbane. It's currently 14 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 23. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is a fairly moderate level. And that's all your news for 8am. We'll be back at 9am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.